I must admit, I've been very taken with Periscope. Yes, I've been very taken, very captivated by the potential of live streaming. Live streaming video and interaction with people around the world. And it's led to a reduction in the number of audio podcasts I've made recently. And I was made well aware of this and how striking it must be when my good friend Roger Overall announced yesterday that for the first time ever he believed that during the month, a whole month of June, he had made more podcasts than me. So I realized that, you know, it's true. I knew it already. So I'm really going to do this particular piece of audio in order to tell you a story about what's going on over on Periscope. A little bit of drama from this morning. Now, the context is that Twitter bought a company called Periscope and launched it. And it's taken off. I couldn't tell you how well it's taken off, but the key thing is that a lot of people in the world are using it to live stream everything from their cat, their dog, their business, their city, their favorite hobbies, their favorite way of making money, their favorite places, all that. A lot of people are using live streaming, and I've become one of them. And the company Periscope has decided that sometime in the autumn, or the fall in North America, at a date which has already been established, there will be a Periscope Summit in New York, and there'll be a Periscope Summit in San Francisco. And these are, as far as I know, gatherings of people who use Periscope for a period of time, let's say 2 days. I'm not totally sure about the details. And they're going to do something. I haven't a clue what they're going to do. Lots of people are going to speak. And whether this is going to be a conventional conference of people using Periscope, talking about how they use Periscope, demonstrating how they use Periscope, which is going to be live streamed all over the internet, or whether it's something more complicated than that, I don't know. But the main thing is that there are these two big events, and lots of people would love to be invited to speak at it, is I think what the situation is. And I think that there are a whole lot of people in the world, in other countries than the United States and Canada, who feel that either their favorite Periscoper hasn't been invited and should have been invited, or else that they personally should have been invited. So there's a certain amount of little tension around it. Whether that tension is just simple jealousy or not, or whether it's something more serious than simple jealousy, remains to be seen. But in some way, there's a bit of controversy surrounding the Periscope Summit. At the same time as this is happening, a few of us in Cork have started to discuss the possibility of holding a Periscope Summit Cork. The idea is no more than a glimmer. No serious conversations have been held yet. Just a little bit of chat about it via Twitter more than anything else. And this morning I decided I would speak about it, or I'd invite people to speak about the possibility of having a Periscope Summit in Cork. So I did a scope, as it's called, about that topic. And lots of people came on, lots of people chatted, and there was expression of the point of view that, you know, the thing that's going on in New York and San Francisco, that's just for the Americans, and what about us? And surely, you know, no country should take onto itself ownership of Periscope and leave the rest of us out. So there was a certain amount of that going on, and there was a certain amount of enthusiasm for the idea of holding a Periscope summit in Cork. And lots of banter, huge amounts of banter on this. And in the middle of this, somebody mentioned a piss-up Periscope. Now, it was in the context of whether we should have a Periscope summit in Ireland. So I suppose it wasn't all that surprising, given the reputation of Ireland and the reputation of some Irish people, at least, that Ireland is associated with a piss-up. So in some way, piss-up scope, which I think was mentioned as a possible hashtag, it's hardly surprising that that was mentioned. I had a little rant about how I wasn't in favour of doing anything to associate Ireland with any drink, and that I was against any, you know, anybody associating a Periscope summit in Ireland with a drinks company, even if it was Guinness, and even if Guinness were going to sponsor. Well, I wouldn't accept sponsorship from Guinness, is what I went so far as to say. But anyway, one little chat and joking and messing around like that on Periscope carried on until somebody came up with the phrase Paddyscope. Paddyscope. And I felt in a flash that this was a brilliant term. One thing led to another, and we started there was a lot of enthusiasm for the hashtag Paddyscope. And then the idea emerged, again, I don't know how it emerged, that, you know, we should buy the domain name and, you know, put up a little website or something. So again, one thing led to another, and an Irish guy in Amsterdam was in his office, and he said he'd buy the domain name. I said I'd buy the domain name when I finished the scope. He said he could do it right now. He wasn't able to do it. And then somebody else, somebody from the UK, said that she'd buy the domain name. And then somebody else said that she'd host it. And in the heel of the hunt, as we say in Ireland, what has emerged today in a chat on Periscope is the idea of Paddyscope. And you never know, this might lead to a Periscope summit in Cork or Dublin or somewhere, but that would be under the kind of associated under the big name Paddyscope. Because there was a bit of a conversation about whether we, meaning people doing it, would be allowed to use the name Periscope. So would it be possible to have a Periscope summit Cork or not? Well, whether it is or isn't, I think the idea, I came to thinking that the idea of Paddyscope was great. That, you know, Irish people are known the world over as Paddies, and it's, you know, we might as well just accept that. And some people would feel it's a derogatory comment, but I think I shall look. What's the harm in it? And it might be actually very, very good fun. So that's where we got to. And I just thought I'd tell you the story. It then came to be referred to as, somebody used the word conception, that while another person was away from the Periscope, she'd lost connection or something like that. It was said that this Paddyscope had been conceived. And then somebody else used the term Immaculate Conception. So we now have the idea that a Paddyscope was immaculately conceived on a Periscope today. And I just thought I'd just try and record and tell you a little bit of that story before it gets completely lost in my memory. And I thought it might amuse you. One of the reasons I've been a bit preoccupied by live streaming. Okay, thanks a million now. It's Paul Omani, Omani blog on the internet, on lots of places, including Periscope. Bye for now.